From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. After mentioning that the weather had remained in an autumn phase, it seems that I have to retract that, with a nice early morning cold snap happening during the week. I remember those mornings, rushing to finish a shift and scrunching through the frost and steaming like a kettle boiling in the early morning light trickling over a barely awake world. How nice to just pull the covers higher and have but one decision to make, and that is to whether turn the electric blanket on or not. However, there is one important facet of life that is being stressed by health officials, and that is self-care, and particularly caring for one's own mental health. You might think it strange to raise this subject in talking about amateur radio and club activities, but coronavirus has brought stresses to bear that many of us have not previously experienced. Some people react poorly to the isolation and hanker for a more social life. Others have accumulated worries caring for children and working. And still others have seen the most vicious attack on their finances and livelihoods. Still others, the first responders and the ex-service members, can carry the visions and memories that haunt them under the name of PTSD. Now, it is not simply a case of checking on your neighbour, where our neighbours on the radio spectrum can be anywhere on the planet, nor is it simply a case of ignoring the pressures this time has put on us. As much as we might say, "Are you okay?" we must look in the mirror, so to speak, and ask, "Am I okay too?" I've seen pictures of many projects that hams have engaged in during the imposed isolation, and have heard of many new nets that have sprung up to use amateur radio as a person-to-person bridge. This is one of the marvels of this hobby, that we may never feel alone with the radio at our side. But for some of us, particularly it seems in the quiet hours of the night, the doubts and the fears surface and the mind just won't settle. It is a mental conspiracy designed to make us feel distressed at night and tired and anxious by day. It is important that we take that time to honestly ask ourselves how we are travelling along life's path and whether we could be enjoying life more with some assistance from outside. With video consultations available with general practitioners and 24-hour telephone assistance via Lifeline and Beyond Blue, for instance, we can move on and not feel we are alone. Self-care is important to see us through this big disruption. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.